Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
If you have a dog or cat and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Has your pet lost their energy and playfulness? Do they struggle up and down the stairs? Do they seem depressed or irritable? If you answered yes to even one question, your pet may be overweight and you qualify for a free bottle of a new pet weight loss breakthrough. Just call 1-800-700-0210. The scary fact is, even a few extra pounds puts your pet at risk for diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, even early death. But now you can show your pet how much you love them by taking off the weight that's hurting them with this breakthrough from Fur Family. It's the first weight loss solution of its kind for dogs and cats. So if you answered yes even once, your pet is depending on you. Call in the next 5 minutes for a free bottle. But hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-700-0210. 1-800-700-0210.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tiny, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Visit your local Chevy dealer for the Chevy Independence Day celebration going on now. Stop by to check out their great Chevrolet lineup.
I know that you're supposed to hear the Playhouse theme and your underwear. We're not going to do that. We have Holly here, so we're going to finish up with Holly. And then, Dan, you'll show Holly how to get out of here, because if I don't tell a joke, they'll murder me. The audience will murder me. I have to tell the joke.
I can stay for the joke, right?
Can you? If you want.
I'd like to hear it.
For the joke. What, you like jokes?
Every once in a while, you're funny.
Thanks.
Wow. Yeah.
So, let me do a little bit of business just because I don't want to get behind here, and then I have a couple. Oh, real quickly, you folks in Illinois, I congratulated you yesterday on the concealed carry thing. And don't forget that Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, because there's going to be now a big new market for handguns, and I'm getting political. You already know how I stand on that. But don't forget, because I know a lot of Illinois people go to the lake, Lake of the Ozarks a lot. So don't forget about Pistols Plus, our friends at Pistols Plus, because I can't think of a better place to go and not only find a selection, but to have the right people help you with getting the right handgun. So Pistols Plus, right in the heart of Osage Beach, Missouri. I'll be there this weekend, as a matter of fact. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. No sales. I love this. I almost think it would be great if nobody had a sale. I also think it would be great if we'd stop this retail mentality where something's $99.95, but it's never nice. It's $105 or whatever the tax is. Like this gas prices. Gas is $129.9. That last nine.
$129.
Okay. Oh, did I say one?
Yes.
Wow, that's how old I am.
That's quite. Okay. That's
$329.9. But that's a ninth of a penny. That last nine. It's ridiculous. Why don't you just call it three? 30 instead of 329.9. But that's the world we live in. We live in a world where people are accustomed to something being $98.99 instead of $99 or $100, and where they're used to sales. They expect sales. But what you need to understand is that most of those sales are not really sales at all. You mark something up just to mark it down. It's back where it should have been to begin with. And that's what the Ashley stores in the St. Louis area do. They just put the furniture at the price that it would have been had they had the sale that they don't feel they need to have. Good for them. Anything you want for your house. Beautiful stores, by the way. And I talk about Ashley Furniture. I just call it America's Furniture because it's good, solid furniture, the kind of furniture most of America wants. They don't want junk. They don't want to overpay for some fancy stuff. It's got some ridiculous, I guess, they found a reason to inflate the price because it's real uppity. You don't want that either. You want your money's worth. You want good furniture, and Ashley's got it. That's why 2 weeks ago, when Furniture World Magazine, which is the most respected publication, I guess, in the industry, published that list of the 100 best places in America to buy furniture, not only in the 100, but the top of the list, number one of the 100, was Ashley in the country. And we're lucky because in the St. Louis area, we have the six stores that don't play the sale game. Edwardsville in Shiloh, Illinois, and South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. All right, let me ask you, Holly. Other siblings, you have a brother who's been in and out of jail. He was into this stuff, too. Other brothers, sisters, no?
No, that's it.
How did your parents, because your parents seem to me to be pretty together people.
They are.
They've got a daughter who goes to prison, the son, do they ever sit back and go, what did we do here? And did they do anything wrong? Probably not.
No, they didn't do anything wrong, but they do ask themselves that. And I feel bad for them, and I try to tell them, it's not your fault. It was me, my dumb mistake, you know. My dad, a matter of fact, let me just say this. Whenever I got addicted to meth, me and my dad were very, very close, and we would play washers together, play horseshoes together. We hung out about 4 or 5 times a week. And whenever I started doing meth, I didn't speak to him for 3 years.
Wow.
The whole time I was on it. And the only reason that we got back in contact was because my mom called him and said, well, the other thing, my brother got into some trouble and he was talking to the detective and the detective said, Mr. Polite, you have a daughter that is in way worse trouble than your son. And my dad didn't have a clue. I mean, he knew something was wrong. I stopped answering his phone calls. I changed my number.
So you shut him out. He didn't shut you out.
No, I shut him
out. But why? What was the reasoning for that? He didn't do anything to you.
So I was so embarrassed. And I was so ashamed. And I also did that to my niece. At the time, she was like 5 years old. And I was an important part of her life. And I shut them all out. I still was in contact with my mother, but I was so ashamed of myself that I completely separated myself from most of the people that I loved, and I kept telling myself, this is what you want, then do it. Don't bring those people into your problems.
You know the sad news here? The sad truth is that listening to you and hearing this, it won't stop people from trying this because look at what they've tried to do with cigarettes and showing people holes in their throats. Look at Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs in the DARE program. It hasn't worked. None of it's worked. You would think if somebody would hear what you said, they'd walk away going, I'm never going to try that stuff. It's not going to, they're going to do it anyway.
The problem is the people that's paying attention right now are the people that know people that they, and love people that are on drugs
and they're
trying to pick up pointers on what they can say or do to them to make them stop. And trust me, my mom did. When my mom got a hold of my dad eventually and said, hey, your daughter's in big, big trouble. And unfortunately, it's to a point where she needs a lawyer. And so my mom called my dad and said, hey, she needs a lawyer. And he picked me up. And at the time, I had burns on my legs, big burns, like where you had to home, school, cut off the skin and stuff from an explosion that I had. And I looked like I was dying of AIDS or cancer or something like that. I was less than 100 pounds. My face was sunk in. It looked like I was on my deathbed. And after 3 years, my dad shows up to this address that my mom told him to. He had gotten a good lawyer, and he shows up to pick me up, and I'm crashed out, and I just got burnt the night before. I had no micitracin or no antibiotic or nothing. I just had it hanging out there, and I didn't care. And so the first time in 3 years when he shows up to pick his daughter up to take her to the lawyer and spend his hard-earned money to get her a lawyer in the hopes that, because I really probably would have been in jail for a long time. I'd probably still be in jail. And if it wasn't for at least a lawyer, the lawyers can't do a whole lot when it comes to federal time. But as far as all them state cases that had stacked up in that amount of time, to get them all wrapped into where they're all running at the same time, it took a lot of paperwork, and it took a good lawyer. And he shows up at the door and is banging and banging and banging on the door, and it's some house he's never been to. I finally answer the door, and I remember being aggravated that he says he's there to pick me up, to take me to a lawyer. And I remember being mad at my mom for, how could you tell Dad where I was at? Because I was so ashamed for him to show up, and especially now I got big old burns on my leg that the night before some of my friends, per se, had to cut the extra skin off and cut the sock off, and there's still pieces of sock, you know, molded to my skin. And I'm limping to the door. I haven't slept for, I was probably asleep for 8 hours when I hadn't been asleep for 10 or 12 days. And here's my dad for the first time in 3 years showing up completely lovingly and asking me, hey, sweetheart, you know, like being very apologetic and being very much so like, I'm here to take you to the lawyer. And I'm like, I'm mad. I'm mainly mad because I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed, and I'm mad at my mom. How could you tell Dad where I was at? How could you call Dad and tell him I needed help? I don't need help. I deserve what I'm doing and what I'm got coming. Either way, he babied me and was like, come on, sweetheart, please, let's just go. And we go to this lawyer, and I remember sitting down, and I remember being hateful with the lawyer, and the lawyer saying, well, you need to stop hanging out with this person or that person. I remember getting mad and being like, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Like, I was not even my own person, and it wasn't me. And I remember my dad sitting there looking at me like he was like, will you please just listen to this lawyer? He's trying to help you. And then I remember, and I don't come from a rich, wealthy family at all. And I remember the lawyer standing up, and he was a little Jewish guy. And he said,
what, a Jewish lawyer?
That's weird.
Where'd you find him?
He looked at me and my dad, and he said, I'm not even going to touch her or her case without $10,000 down.
Wow.
And to us,
it could have been $100,000.
And he said, not in a payment. I need the cash, which would mean that my dad would have to go get a loan for that and give him that money. And it was a big deal. And my dad hadn't seen me in 3 years. And, you know, a lot of parents get burnt on this a big time because they say, okay, my baby, and they go out on a limb and then they don't get fixed. But my dad to this day feels like it was one of the best decisions he ever made.
Well,
because it worked for him this time and for me. A lot of parents, they get burnt big time. And a lot of times it's better, I guess, to not bail your kids out. But even though he bailed me out, I still had a lot hanging over my head. So instead of doing 20 years or whatever, I did 5.
Let's go back to the question that you asked, though. The question that's in the minds of people listening who may not be on meth, but they have a daughter, son, a brother.
Right.
The question, what can they do for him? And to me, the answer is let them go to jail. Because it certainly worked for you. And there's nothing they can do. They can't talk them out of it. They can't say, stop it, and they're going to stop. What's your answer?
Yeah, when you force somebody into rehab, you know, 90% of the time it doesn't work.
When they say, what do I do if I've got this person on meth? What do I do with them? What do you say to that?
I went to rehab twice. once was because I was searching for help and I wanted help and I was begging for help and I really didn't want to be on that anymore at all. And I went to rehab with the intention of, please help me get off this. And I had the right frame of mind. And after 21 days of rehab, my frame of mind was still the same, that I don't want to do this no more and please help me. But still, after I was released, it was 3 days later, and I couldn't stand it anymore, and I went out and got more.
That's some strong power. That's some powerful stuff.
The other time, I was forced to go to rehab, and whatever. But I remember I wrote a letter to the judge, like I said before, and I said, you know what? I have a disease, and I'm not a bad person, and I wasn't a bad person. I did bad things, but I wasn't a bad person. And I wrote in these letters, and I'm like, please, can you have mercy and consider the fact that I'm just a drug addict and I have a disease, blah, 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 blah. And he looked at me, and he sentenced me to 6 years. Of course, it ended up being 5 because of my early out. But still, that man there probably saved my life.
It's a great story. This time has gone so fast, and I have to do a couple of things. I have to tell a joke because that's what we do about this time
Sounds
of day.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to do that, and then we'll take a break and let you go. But thank you for coming in here today. This is a great story. It's a great story, and we could do 5 hours of this. But I have to tell you, you said something today. I've never heard it, and I'll say it again. And with regard to how powerful this stuff is, when you said the first time you used meth, you said to yourself, I never want to live another day without this. Wow. I mean, it was that great a feeling, that euphoric, that whatever, all the more reason to stay away from it. When you know that something is going to own you, just stay away from it. And that, I know that sounds, it's not that easy. It's just not for obviously for people to do.
Can I say something really fast?
Quickly.
Okay. I know I'm new to the radio a little bit, but I want to say thank you, Local One Union, for giving me another shot, but also taking the time to work with me and give me a chance. Also, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love you guys. And hi, Jack.
Who's Jack?
Jack is my journeyman, the guy that is kind of mentoring me right now in the electrical field.
You think he's listening?
Yes, I think he is. And
Don't you have a partner? You're a lesbian. You have a partner. You have a girlfriend.
Yes, I do. I have a partner.
You say hi to her.
Yeah, I'll say hi.
Yeah,
you do. Otherwise, you're not gonna. You know, you get kicked out.
Well, for sure, I'm not for sure that she's listening. I thought she was maybe working, but just in case she is, hi, Marla. Love you.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Nice job. Good job.
Was it a dog or cat that throws up on you? You want to say hi to them too?
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang is your what, your cat?
Vera Wang. My girlfriend named it Vera Wang, and Ralph Lauren and Porsche and Prada.
I just saw a segment on Vera Wang, like on TV.
Yeah.
I never really knew who that was.
Yeah, it was CBS Sunday Morning or something.
She's got these wedding gowns and all these clothes. Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning is a great segment of
Vera Wang is my cat that pukes on my head, and I throw it on the wall.
The real Vera Wang didn't puke one time on the special.
No.
She probably does at night.
Maybe she does. Right. We got to tell a joke here. But, Dan, I just saved this story for you. Justin Bieber, did you see this where he stepped on the Blackhawks logo in the locker room? And I didn't know this, but
you're not supposed to.
I didn't know. That. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You cannot stand on the logo, the team logo in the NHL locker room.
Yes.
More reason for everybody to hate that.
It's taboo. You can't. And he did it.
Yeah.
And they've given him a pass because he did. Well, I wouldn't have known this.
Giving him a pass?
I wouldn't have known it. Did you know this, Holly?
I would not have known that.
No. You learned
something. You know what? He's from Canada. He should know better.
He doesn't look like a...
We don't step on our union logo at the school. We walk around it.
All right. Ladies, get in here, please. By the way, four of those gals are lesbians.
Hey girls.
Yeah, figure out which four they are. Okay, so here's the deal. These two FM DJs. See, we make fun of FM DJs because we're AM. If we go back to FM, we'll make fun of AM DJs. That's how it works.
Gotcha.
They go into a lumber yard, like a lumber place. And the one waits out in the truck, and one goes in the store, and he says to the guy in the lumber, he said, hey, I need some lumber. And the guy says, well, what kind of lumber? He said, just, you know, like long pieces of wood. He said, well, I need more than that. Like how wide? And he said, well, hang on. And he goes out to his buddy, and he says, that guy wants to know, you know, how wide. So he runs back in. He goes, 2 inches, 2 inches, 2 inches thick. The guy says, okay, but I need to know how wide these pieces of wood you seem to need are. He says, okay, hang on. So he goes back out to the truck. He comes back in. He says, my buddy says we need them 4 inches wide and 2 inches thick. He says, oh, 2x4. He goes, yeah, whatever. He says, well, how long? How long do you want them? He goes, hang on. He goes out to his FM DJ buddy in the truck, runs back in. He says, my friend says, we need them for a long time. We're building a house.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland. He's airborne.
And I don't know what's going on with traffic tonight. It is just a mess everywhere. We're looking at westbound 70 now. You're slowing from 270 to the Blanchette and a little bit west of Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. But southbound 170, that was jamming up at Midland all the way down through about Brentwood. Southbound 270, that's jamming up midway between McKelvey and Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy in the right lane again between 44 and Gravoy. On eastbound 70, slowing now from just about Kings Highway to the Edward Jones Dome, and that's basically because the express lanes are shut down now. Eastbound 64 is still heavy, a little bit east of Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane is slowing now back almost to the 44 ramp. And looking at eastbound 270, you're still slow from McDonald through New Florence. And the good thing is, no accidents to report at this time. And this traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Cantina Double Steak Quesadilla. Double the steak, double the gourmet. Double the steak compared to the 1.5-ounce portion steak taco at participating locations for a limited time only. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We also buy RVs. We will educate you first and sell you second. Financing rates as low as 2.99 for up to 20 years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to Schnars.com.
Fans Friday, July 19th, Saturday, July 20th, and Sunday, July 21st. It's Hall of Fame weekend at Busch Stadium, presented by Edward Jones. On Friday night, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the Ozzie Smith Gold Glove bobblehead, presented by Ameren Missouri. On Saturday, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a replica 1940s Red Shandy's jersey. That's thanks to our friends at Delta Airlines. Then on Sunday, it's the Stan Musial replica bronze statue, presented by Edward Jones. 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will be able to continue their collection of the Cardinals bronze statue series with this one-of-a-kind replica of Hall of Famer Stan the Man, just like the one displayed on the corner of 8th and Clark. It's Hall of Fame weekend at Busch Stadium, Friday, July 19th, Saturday, July 20th, Sunday, July 21st, when the Cardinals take on the San Diego Padres. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey there, friends. Tom Calhoun for my friend, the Bellow Man. Did you know that the air that you breathe in your home could actually make you sick? According to the EPA, they say in some homes, air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. That's really saying something. But all isn't lost. Your friends in the Metro East, the Bellow Man, actually has a trained carrier healthy air expert on staff that comes out to your home and performs a free, no-cost evaluation of your home's air duct and filtering system. The Bellow Man can make some recommendations to you that will help you breathe easier this spring and summer. The cost to come out? Nothing. Absolutely free. But the recommendations could be priceless to you and your family. So pick up the phone and call my friend, the Bellow Man, at 618-BELLOWMAN. Or go online at bellowman.com for more information.
For heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm a nurse and a mom to 4 adult children, all of whom had their teeth and smiles taken care of as they grew up by Dr. Joe Bowen. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. I now live in Afton. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas. I have recently undergone a series of dental implants performed by Dr. John. The best thing in the world I could have done. He used cutting-edge technology on me, a computer program which aided him in the exact placement of each implant in my jawbone. Dr. John told me he had a vested interest in my mouth and he was determined to see this through to the end. After all, he inherited me and my mouth from his dad.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting the right oil and saving some cold, hard cash is your advance advantage. Right now, a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a filter are just $19.99. Or, if your car is over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage oil for just $3 more to help extend engine life. The right oil to make your car hum, the right price to make you whistle a happy song. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
This is Katrina from The Dennis George Show. There's Dennis, Mitch, and Sam. I'm the only female on the show. I am seriously outnumbered. Tune into The Dennis George Show Sunday night, 9 to 11 p.m. The whole new way to watch radio.
Hi, I'm Tom Beck.
And I'm Peter Wright.
Tune in to Real Estate Radio this Sunday morning.
Find out how to get your hands on some first-time homebuyer money.
Up to $5,000 to buy your first home.
Tune in Sunday, 9 a.m. for Real Estate Radio.
true to the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Mike Evans standing by.
Down this dirty old town.
In the imaginary green room, as I like to say, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens Bath. I played tennis this morning with Tom Price. I mopped the court with him.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Mopped the court. And in the last game, he faked a back spasm. That's how badly things were going for him. Yeah. 11 games, he won one.
Wow.
I won 10. We were about to wrap it up with the 12th one. And then a back spasm. Yeah. Right. ThompsonPrice.com, or he's playing me, setting me up.
Yep.
Next time, he lowers the boom.
Let's for some cash.
That's what I think's coming. Yeah. ThompsonPrice.com, check it out. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Come on, man. Hey, I'd like to play tennis with you for some money.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie who played goalie for her prep school ice hockey team. Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton. Heidi Klum.
Wow.
Answer in a minute.
What a trio.
Do you remember Minori Ohm?
Yeah.
She was hot.
I played in
I
a charity.
That is.
I played in a charity game with her.
Stop it.
Yeah.
She was a female goaltender. She almost made it to the pros.
Yeah.
She played minor league hockey.
Yeah.
Really?
She was Pascal Realm's sister, and he played for the Blues.
Let's ask Mike if he knew. You're not supposed to stand on the logo in the locker room of any NHL team. You're not supposed to stand on the logo. Did you know that?
Yeah.
We didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Police blotter. I told you the day that Aaron Hernandez was arrested that a witness had told police that Hernandez told them that he killed Odom Lloyd. That's now public record. Now I got more scoop. Hernandez also has told another person that he was the guy that killed those two Boston men last year. Well, the district attorney says that Hernandez only has one really big thing going for him. There's no death penalty in Massachusetts. The district attorney is saying Hernandez will never get out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
TV news, ESPN can't wait for football. ESPN ratings are down 32% in the second quarter.
Wow.
Why?
It's a slow time. People aren't, you know, college basketball doesn't do that well, and you know, everything's football, and it's over.
Yeah, baseball doesn't really draw a whole lot.
Robert De Niro is producing his first television series. It's called Private, a cross between CSI and Sherlock Holmes, about the world's most elite private detective. Hey, you guys see the movie Braveheart? You like Braveheart?
Sure.
Yeah.
There are going to be a mini-series on the Discovery Channel based on Braveheart. By the way, anybody tell me what Braveheart's name was?
No. Hang on. Wasn't it with a W?
William Wallace.
There you go.
Wow. Almost had.
The new show Ryan Seacrest is hosting, I don't know, it sounds dumb to me, Million Second Quiz. It's a reality show, but it's also being promoted as a social experiment where contestants test their knowledge and their endurance. Over 12 consecutive days and nights, they are shackled to a structure in New York City. These reality shows, they just get
stupider and stupider.
Man.
There you go. Dog TV is a new TV network just for dogs who are left at home alone.
Oh.
It's launching August 1st. Dog TV says its programming will have shows that will relax your dog, programming that will stimulate your dog, and also action-packed programming for your dogs, like one show of four dogs chasing six cats in a house with no human being in it.
If I were them, I would charge for that channel. I'm serious, but call like HBO or Showtime, because there are dog owners in this country that would absolutely pay for that channel because they'll buy anything for their dog.
It's available on Direct and Dish TV, $4.99 a month.
There you go. That's what I do. I charge. They'll pay it, too.
Dan Aykroyd made $1.2 million. Last year through residuals and other Hollywood-related income. But Dan Aykroyd made $16 million for his Crystal Head Vodka.
That's a great bottle.
Wow.
That's a great
bottle.
Yes,
very cool.
There you go. And finally.
Oh,
saddens me.
Any thoughts about this hockey player, Dan?
No thoughts just yet. Hey, give me the choices again.
Name the name of who played goalie for her prep school ice hockey team. Katie Holmes, Paris Hilton, Heidi Klum.
I'm going to try Katie Holmes.
That's who I was going to say.
The obvious one would be, I think, Heidi Klum. So I'm going to go with the least obvious, Paris Hilton.
The goalie of the Canterbury Prep Hockey Team is Paris Hilton.
Ah! Wow!
Mike Evans, say it.
Yeah, you losers.
Man.
That's wild.
I would have never guessed that.
You felt stupid 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I amaze myself. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com. We're actually on time.
Yeah, we have a...
What?
I can, yeah,
about
I can,
5 minutes or so here.
I can tell. Hey, Sip Bill Cleveland wants to do a segment. He wants to do it now. I'm serious. Call him. Just call him.
All right.
If he's just hanging out, we'll put his segment in here, and I'll talk about Thompson.
He's probably
Price.
In bed already, though.
Yeah, he goes to bed early.
Oh, come on. Not this early. Does he?
Well, he eats dinner at like 3:30 or 4.
Mike Evans goes to bed like 7:30. I mean, he'll be in bed in 2 or 3 hours on Mike because he gets up like 3 o'clock in the morning. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Business is very good. Business is good at Thompson Price. Thank you for that because I know a lot of it comes from people who are AM and the PM, people who want it done right. You'd be better off to put the kitchen and bath remodeling off a year or even two than to do it halfway and not be thrilled with it. Honest to goodness. Just wait until you can do it right and then go to the people who will do it right. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Remember what I said the last couple of days. If the word and the name, Price, and that's a name, that's Tom Price's name. If that name, Price, is not in the company you're looking at to do your kitchen and bath, you're at some other company. You got confused. Showroom in DePere. Next to McAllister's Deli, in with TJ Maxx, about a half mile east of 270. Beautiful showroom. Just scratches the surface, though, in terms of what they're capable of doing once you put your head with their heads, and it's magic. And they're real picky about how they do, because they only do want to do it one way, perfectly. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Yeah, we got him in.
Yeah.
I know, he's an hour late, but hey, I was riveted to Holly's story from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Download the new app, STL Taxi, a great way to get a Laclede Cab. 314-652-3456. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, I'm trying to sleep here, for God's sake.
Well, did Dan wake you up?
You can
I'm
be asleep
sorry.
In 5 minutes.
God.
Thanks for waiting for us.
Hey, remember Bernie Madoff? You're talking about prison today, remember Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
He recently said that people in prison treat him well and actually give him lots of encouragement. He also said he just wants to do his time and then get on with his life as a 221-year-old.
That's funny.
At the George Zimmerman trial yesterday, you probably saw this on the news, they actually used a dummy for demonstration purposes.
I did see that.
Yeah, and because it's Florida, the dummy was then elected foreman of the jury.
Yeah. Happens down there.
Hey, in Great Britain, a house is for sale, even though it's about to fall off a cliff. This is happening right now in Great Britain. You could buy the house if you'd like it. About to fall off a cliff, though, although I understand the real estate listing reads, great opportunity for those looking to travel.
Downhill.
Straight down.
And Gary Player, who is now 77 years old, appears semi-nude in ESPN Magazine's The Body.
I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah, which amazingly is still less offensive than a picture of John Daly fully clothed.
Oh, boy.
And I got to go back to bed. And finally,
Gary Player, 70, actually 8, I believe, and does 1,200 crunches every morning.
Man.
Wow. 1,200?
Yeah. Yes, every morning.
It's like I have a twin.
Yeah.
And according to Buckingham Palace, this is so sad, the British royal family may be going broke.
Oh.
Maybe going broke, yeah. Well, hey, that's what happens when nobody in your family has had a job in 600 years.
Yeah, good point.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from my bedroom, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, good night, Bill.
Good night. See
ya. Off to bed, Bill Cleveland. I probably have a minute or so, don't I?
Yes.
There's a one of my wife's girlfriends, and women have a lot of girlfriends. Isn't that interesting? Women will say, my girlfriend sent it to me. Yet guys never say my boyfriend unless they're gay.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So this friend of hers sends her this speech that President Obama supposedly made to the congressional interns, and it was billed as his summer speech to congressional interns. The problem is, and it's so legitimate looking, because they even cite, there's a place in the speech where they say that a student from a university in Louisiana asked the president a question after his speech. The whole thing is bogus. And I read it. She showed it to me, and I said, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe he would say that. And it was so hard to believe that I started digging around.
You go to Snopes or something? Or
Snopes didn't even have it yet.
Really?
But the key was no credible news outlet, if you went to search, had anything about this speech. But it was really well done. So, boy, I told her to tell her girlfriend, you got to start really watching.
No, there are websites where you can almost fabricate a news article. Well,
they had done. They had a picture of him at a podium.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a legitimate story about this speech. He never made this speech. He never said this stuff. So just be careful. You know, just because it's on the Internet, lots of times it is absolutely not true. We're going to take a break and back with an official goodbye. Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get another look at traffic right now as we go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a pretty bad accident downtown here. It's right at the end of the ramp from Highway 44 onto northbound 55. They basically got the ramp to 44 there shut down. But what it is, the accident actually happened. It's a van that ran underneath a tractor trailer. So they've got three lanes blocked on northbound 55, only the left lane getting through, and then the ramp, you are just trying, you can get off the ramp, but you have to kind of squeeze your way off onto the shoulder there. Right now, 44 is backed up to the Compton Overpass. Northbound 55, you're backed up approaching Graboid. Now, we also have southbound 170 getting a little bit better. That's just slow now from Ladue down through Highway 64. Southbound 270, that's still jamming up south of Dorset through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, can't figure this one out. It is jammed from the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, but still looks like a parking lot from 141 out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service. GMC Certified Service Center experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle, caught by Lucas at the 25 of the 20. Inside the 10, breaks a tackle to the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left, now moving back to his left side. Steps up, throws in the end zone, man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
KMOV has just told Larry Connors, not only have we embarrassed you, not only have we fired you, and we've turned your life upside down, but now you're not allowed to work for one full year. There's no other word to describe it than just sheer vindictiveness.
McGraw Live in the Morning, weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS. Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
KMOV has just told Larry Connors, not only have we embarrassed you, not only have we fired you, and we've turned your life upside down, but now You're not allowed to work for one full year. There's no other word to describe it than just sheer vindictiveness.
McGraw Live in the Morning, weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Holly, if you're out there in your truck, thank you so much for coming in. Wow, what a powerful, powerful bit of information you gave us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.